views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Okay, well, the opportunity continues. The opportunity continues. There's a whole flurry of some pretty loose studies that came out here in the USA Today. Today says it's in the Life section. Vitamins get an F in cancer prevention. And they say supplements, vitamin C and E, did not prevent prostate cancer or lower risk of cancer in general. Of course, we don't know what forms they were using. We don't know, you know, if you're using 10 milligrams of vitamin C, that's not going to be very effective, according to Linus Pauling, two Nobel Prizes. He said you need 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So I have to go look at the original article, see what that really means. Then the combination of vitamin E and selenium did not prevent prostate cancer. Well, if they use selenomethionine, you could give somebody 100 micrograms of selenomethionine, and you're only going to get 3 micrograms. You need selenomethionine as opposed to sodium selenite. Excuse me. If they use sodium selenite, you're only going to get 3 milligrams out of 100, whereas selenomethionine, you're going to get, you know, the whole 100. And so I have to go look that up. Then they said selenium raised the risk of diabetes, although that finding could be the result of chance. Well, I suspect it was. I can't imagine them using a preventative dose of anything, let alone selenium, because medical doctors tend to be terrified of selenium. Beta-carotene, which is a precursor of vitamin A, vitamin C, and E, that combination of beta-carotene, vitamin C, and E did not prevent cancer in general. Again, we don't know the doses and blah, blah, blah. Folic acid and B vitamins did not prevent breast cancer. Well, I wouldn't have guessed that one at all. Vitamin D and calcium did not prevent breast cancer. Well, that's primarily for bones, although vitamin D3 has been shown to reduce the risk of many different types of cancer. So the vitamin D were they using? Was it D3 or was it D2? They didn't say. Vitamin C and E did not prevent heart disease in men. Vitamin E increased stroke risk. Well, I think it says here could be chance. Okay. Vitamin B12 and folic acid did not prevent heart disease. Well, we know that for a little while there was a when they moved away from the cholesterol thing causing heart disease, they went to the homocysteine, and they found out that elevated homocysteine does not cause any injury whatsoever to heart or blood vessels, and elevated homocysteine indicated a folic acid deficiency. And so when they give folic acid, it lowers the homocysteine level but doesn't have any effect one way or another on cancer rate. We've known that for a long time. So nothing new, but they say vitamins get an F in cancer prevention, so you got to read deeper into this. And of course, what I like is all the known essential nutrients in therapeutic levels as opposed to 10% of the daily recommended allowance, which in itself is very low. That's why we like the Mighty 90 as opposed to just taking vitamin C. By cringe when people say, you know, I ask them, well, are you taking any supplements? Oh, yeah, I take vitamin C, and I keep waiting. I say, well, anything else? No, I take 60 milligrams of vitamin C. My doctor said that was okay. Well, don't expect too much benefit from that, except maybe reducing your risk of scurvy a little bit. And we do know that the FDA, at great expense to myself and my company, and sued them, were caused to allow us to say that this product contains selenium, a trace mineral which has been shown to reduce the risk of certain cancers, and which includes breast cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer. Double-blind studies, we have all kinds of gold standard, double randomized double-blind studies of 200 micrograms of selenium in 1,300 people going against placebo groups, and they were randomly selected and so forth. Gold standard, big hoo-ha, back in 1998, showing very clearly that 200 micrograms of selenomethionine reduced the risk of prostate cancer by 69%, colorectal cancers by 64%, and lung cancer by 39%, whether you smoked or not. And so I'll take that one over this thing, because they don't say if they supplemented with it or just calculated what was in the food. I mean, this newspaper article is not very good. Then there's other things that certainly will reduce your risk of cancer, eliminating free radicals from fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, burnt meat, meat cooked well done, superheated carbohydrates such as even toast and croutons and french fries, et cetera, which give you acrylamides, which are cancer-causing free radicals. And then, of course, intake of antioxidants, high intake of antioxidants. It appears you need 20,000 to 25,000 ORAC points, O-R-A-C, an acronym or an abbreviation for oxygen radical absorption capacity. It tells you how many free radicals being neutralized by a particular food or product. And you need about 20,000 to 25,000 ORAC points a day to protect yourself. Well, we have many, many products with over 3,000 ORAC points per serving, which include the Cocojivity, 3,000 ORAC points per serving, True Chocolate, 3,040 points per serving, the EQ Factor, and the Phenomenal, 2,200 points per serving, and Trion with 15,000 ORAC points per serving. Add that to your Mighty 90. Stay away from the bad stuff and see what happens. We'll be back after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewable. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
The drive is made to the basket, a high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff for the slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. And we want you to think of Youngevity as the Home Depot and the AutoZone of healthcare. You get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Learn how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. The trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us today?
Thought we'd talk medical mistakes, or medical mishaps would probably be a better term for this particular story. This is a story that actually got off the internet, and it comes out of Jacksonville, Florida. Can you imagine that you're minding your own business, walking down the street, and then you're a victim of one of these random acts of violence, and this particular woman, Edith McQueens, was stabbed twice from behind with a knife, and then, of course, did survive her wounds, went to the emergency room at Shands Jacksonville Medical Center, and was treated in the ER for these stab wounds, was stitched up and sent home a day later. Well, that was 3 years ago, and for the last few years, she's been suffering a lot of headaches and migraines and things, and been complaining about it for the whole time. So she ended up back at Shands Hospital and complained of these headaches and was scheduled to get an MRI. Well, apparently, prior to doing the MRI, they decided, we'll just do a little x-ray here. You know, these cost about $25 to $50, depending on where you have them done. Well, discover, lo and behold, the end of the knife that she was stabbed with 3 years ago, still in her jaw.
Now, did they say how big that blade was?
They've got a picture of it on the internet here, and it looks like it's about maybe 1.5 millimeters or so. It looks like it's probably somewhere in the range of like an inch to inch and a half or so. Just sort of size.
Is it like a pen knife blade or a butcher knife?
You can't really tell, but I mean, it is basically a piece of metal stuck in the side of her head.
Mm.
And you would think, and the question that her attorney, Chad Roberts, puts out, he goes, you know, somehow, some way, the knife was left in her head. And she,
you're supposed to probe any kind of puncture wound.
You would think, and like he says, he goes, you would thought that they would have actually tried to do an x-ray to make sure there wasn't some sort of foreign body, like dirt or gravel or some piece of the knife or, you know, anything else that could have gotten in the wound from the time that she was stabbed.
Or a fractured jaw. Or
anything, a piece of bone fragment or something that got chipped off from the bone itself, you know, from the jaw itself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, apparently when she was in the hospital, she was just the wound was cleaned out and sutured up, and she was sent on home in stable condition, supposedly. And what's interesting is when a local news agency in the Jacksonville area got a hold of this story, and they called this Shands Jacksonville Medical Center to
Shands?
Yeah, it's Shands, S-H-A-N-D-S. And when they called them, they released a statement that says, quote, "We will not discuss the particulars of any patient's confidential health services." And the attorney says he still hasn't heard from the hospital as to whether they're going to actually remove this piece of metal out of her head or not.
Gee.
Unbelievable. You just shake your head when you hear these stories like this.
Yeah, well, this happens all the time.
These are people that went to school for 7 or 8 years, you know?
Yeah, this happens all the time. When they don't do the simplest things that are expected when you get a puncture wound, where a knife blade will break off, and you know, we've seen this many, many times where people will fall, and they get a puncture wound from a stick or something like that, and many years later you find a 4-inch long, 1/2-inch diameter piece of oak twig, you know, in their chest or whatnot, or a knife blade or whatever, and some of them are pretty big, you know, they're butcher knives. Blades are 10 inches long and 2 inches wide and a couple of millimeters thick. I've been in there for 10 years. I've been complaining about chest pain. It's post-surgical pain. 10 years later, they do an x-ray, and sure enough, they find the blade in there.
Yeah, we had one, last year, I think it was, where there was someone that had surgery, and same thing, had been complaining of chest pain ever since the surgery, and told they were nuts, and go on, get, you know, you're a hypochondriac. Well, come to find out, it was a 13-inch retractor had been left behind.
Yeah, 2-pound retractor. This guy had lost his job.
How in the world?
Yeah, he lost his job. His marriage broke up over this thing. And they probably charge him for the second operation to remove it.
Yeah, they'll probably try and charge this McQueen's lady for removing that knife they should have removed.
Kind of sounds like a movie with Michael Douglas called Falling Down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just amazing.
Everything went wrong, yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Of course, the biggest medical mistake is going to a doctor. We'll be back after these messages.
And we do have some lines open. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Lines open, or try us on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552. It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Youngevity associate and ask for that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. And when you buy the book, Hell's Kitchen, for your Youngevity associate, ask for that CD, the free CD, by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to California. And Christy, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Christy, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I have 2 questions, actually. Okay. I spoke with you last week regarding my friend needing knee replacement surgery and having to move toward rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question is regarding your colon cleanse. Will it interact with prescribed medication she is currently taking?
Well, I think we talked about that last time, that she should check with the pharmacist for that, because they will have that right on the computer. They can punch that out and see if there's any herbs or vitamins and minerals that would interfere with the medication she's on. Especially, as I recall, she had, did she also have, like, depression or anything like that?
No, no.
No? Okay. So what was her medications for?
Rheumatoid arthritis and needing knee replacement surgery, and she's on high blood pressure medication.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, as far as the vitamins and minerals that we recommended, those things certainly will not interfere. It's just food. The cleanse is a different story because the cleanse, if you're going to do the cleanse properly, it suggests you give up all medications and blah, blah, blah. So what I would do is not do the five-day fasting cleanse. What I would do is something like the herbal rainforest at night. You know, start out with a half an ounce or maybe a tablespoon at bedtime with a glass of water. But again, before she does that, I would go ahead and double check with the pharmacist and let them run a paper for her saying what things would interfere with the medications.
Okay, great. And my second question is, you informed me of the supplements and diet that she needs to follow. And you stated that she needs to stay away from sugar, like all cereals and pastas. My question is, can she have fruits like grapes and bananas?
Well, grapes are just little bags of sugar. So staying away from sugar means staying away from grapes and juice and that sort of stuff, plums and peaches and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One banana a day is probably okay because it's mostly fiber. It's not that much sugar in a banana compared to grapes. Grape sugar, glucose, I mean, it's just 100% sugar.
Okay, so basically stay away from all fruits except bananas.
Yeah.
Okay, and can she have all vegetables? That's my last question.
Unless she has thyroid problems, she should be able to have all vegetables, although some people do get achy joints when they have the nightshade things, such as potatoes and eggplant. And let's see, what else is part of the nightshades? Tomatoes, potatoes, and eggplant, those kind of things, sometimes will give people achy joints. They're part of the nightshade family. They don't cause arthritis, but they can, you know, some people complain about them. So that might be something she would want to consider. If she had low thyroid, then she needs to stay away from the cruciferous vegetables, which would be cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. Other than that, the quicker that she starts in the supplement program means the quicker she has some faith that she'll see some benefit. We'll be back after these messages.
And that does open up a line. If you'd like to get in and talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the toll-free line at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Lines open. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach, on the ZBS Radio Network.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach for Youngevity. And we got a full board here. Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Salem, New Hampshire. And Larry, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Larry, you're on the air.
Hi, Doc. I called you a while back. I did order some product. I got osteoarthritis of the hips. Mm-hmm. And I've had a coming on for probably 20 years, so I talked to you at the time. I said I was using Knox Gelatin, mm-hmm. and it helped some, but it flattened out after a while. So
yeah, because
Knox
Gelatin is collagen only, and you need a combination of collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid, minerals. You need, to get the best possible support and promotion of maintenance and repair. You need all those things. And, I'm bringing our listeners up to date here, so go ahead.
I ordered Glucogel and CM Plus, and I also got some Tangy Tangerine. So.
Okay, did you get any of the Osteo FX liquid?
No, I didn't get that one.
Okay. First of all, the Tangy Tangerine does not have enough calcium in it to do what you need to do. And so if you get the Ultimate Classic, it has 600 milligrams of calcium per ounce. And so if you take 2 ounces a day, you get 1,200 milligrams of calcium. The OsteoFX Plus, 1 ounce, will give you 1,200 milligrams of a colloidal chelate liquid calcium, plus a lot of vitamin D3. I think there's only 60 milligrams of calcium per ounce in the Tangy Tangerine. It's not meant to be really a calcium supplement. It's a liquid vitamin multiple, and so you're going to get some benefit because of the vitamin D in there, the vitamin A, the vitamin C, all the other vitamin K in there. You get benefit from the Glucogel. And how much do you weigh, Larry?
185,
yeah. So you want to take an ounce twice a day of that Tangy Tangerine, an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner. You want to take five of those, a minimum of five of those Glucogel twice a day. It'd be better if you take it five twice a day because the hips bear a lot of weight. And so to get maximum benefit so you can really support and promote maintenance repair of the cartilage in your hip joints, knees, so forth, you will want to take at least 5 twice a day. Myself, I take 5 twice a day as a preventative, and certainly wouldn't hurt to take 5 3 times a day. And it wouldn't hurt you to order that Osteo FX Plus, so you can take, I'd say for 90 days, take 2 ounces of that a day. Take an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner, which I do for a preventative. I weigh about 175, maybe. And but certainly when you have osteoarthritis of the hips, you're going to want a lot of calcium, a lot of vitamin D3, a lot of vitamin K, a lot of collagen, a lot of glucosamine, chondroitin, hyaluronic acid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, MSM, all the sulfur you can throw in there. And so all that is in those products, but I would, to really enhance what you're doing, you want to get that Osteo FX Plus, and you want to take 2 ounces a day, an ounce with breakfast, an ounce with dinner, along with an ounce twice a day of the Tangy Tangerine, and a minimum of 5 of the Glucogel twice a day. Ideally, you should also have gotten the EFAs. You could take 3 of those twice a day. And that way, you'll have all the known essential nutrients, and that'll put you on the right track. It's also very useful to stay away from carbonated drinks, even the diet ones, especially during mealtimes when the supplements are being taken. And no fried foods, no margarines, no cooking oils, no burnt meats, no meat cooked well done. You can have meat, you can have eggs, you can have potatoes, but nothing fried. And we'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And that does open a line. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And we want you to look at Youngevity as the Home Depot and the AutoZone of healthcare. You get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and use them as a good reference file. You'll be able to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. And if you can read the fifth grade reading level, if you can make an oatmeal cookie from a recipe, you'll be able to do 95% of what a doctor does in his office. That's their trilogy of books, Leslie Doctor, Leslie Herbal Doctor, and the Passport Aromatherapy. Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Santa Cruz, California, and Mary, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Mary, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach. I'm calling about my sister, Ellen.
Okay.
And she has a nodule on her thyroid, and they did a bunch of blood tests, mm-hmm. and everything came out normal.
Okay, so they don't think there's any malignancy there.
Uh-huh, and they want to do an ultrasound and a fine needle aspiration biopsy next. And the reason is, I guess, 10% of these can be cancerous. And there's some indication that we've read in a Harvard book that says that they can actually cause you to go into hypothyroidism if they start doing biopsies on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anytime you start sticking needles in things, the tissue reacts, whether it's a thyroid, a lung, a prostate, a liver. There's always potential danger anytime you have an invasive test. And so things like ultrasound, I don't have any problems with that because, as the name implies, it's sound waves. It's not radiation. It's not puncturing the skin. And so certainly it doesn't hurt to start out with a ultrasound. And, you know, then you can go from there. But in the meantime, does your sister Ellen have symptoms of low thyroid? What does her blood test show as far as thyroid function?
Everything was normal.
Oh, yeah, okay, so all her blood tests were normal. All right, does she show any symptoms of low thyroid, such as hair loss, weight gain, fatigue, that kind of stuff?
The only symptom she has two symptoms. One is she is more depressed than would be a normal thing. And the other is we just had our house fumigated with Vicaine about 5 months ago, and we were already dealing with mold issues here.
Uh-huh.
And since about last June, she keeps breaking out with a type of poison oak. We don't know that it's really that.
Is she rolling around out in the woods, or where is she getting poison oak?
She does like to hike. And we're not sure that it was that, but she's got a new
skin, though.
It just keeps coming and going, uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, and it might not be poison oak. There's a lot of things that can cause rashes and skin lesions, including low thyroid. There is a syndrome, it's a disease syndrome called Wilson syndrome, where you get many, many symptoms of low thyroid, but all the blood tests are normal. And do you have any idea how much your sister weighs?
140 to 145.
Okay. You got a pen and pencil?
Uh-huh. And she's okay. Around 50.
Okay. All right. So what I would do is start her out with a liquid multiple, something like the Ultimate Classic. Has 130 nutrients in it, and 140 pounds, I'd give her a tablespoon twice a day. So one bottle is going to last her a month, a tablespoon of breakfast, a tablespoon of dinner. I'd give her the liquid calcium, the Osteo FX Plus, a tablespoon of breakfast, a tablespoon of dinner. I would give her the EFAs. I'd get the large 180-count bottle of EFAs, so one bottle will last a month, three at breakfast, three at dinner. I would also give her two other things. One is the selenium, the ultimate selenium, and just on the chance that this is Wilson syndrome, give her the ultimate selenium. I'd have her take two of those ultimate selenium capsules twice a day for a total of four a day, two at breakfast, two at dinner. And then lastly, I'd give her what we call Ocean's Gold. It has all these weird nutrients and minerals in it from sea plants, sea vegetables, seaweed, kelp, et cetera, et cetera. And they're kind of hard-pressed tablets, but they don't have any coating on them, so you look at them and they melt and fall apart. And I'd want her to have four of those a day, two at breakfast, two at dinner. They're called Ocean's Gold. And keep her away from processed meats that have nitrites and nitrates in them, things like deli slices, things like sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, and jerky. I'd also keep her away from the cruciferous vegetables, which have substances in them that depress the thyroid activity. And these would be cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. No fried foods whatsoever, no margarines, no cooking oils, no meat cooked well done. And then call me every couple of weeks after she starts the program, the diet she can start today, and then call me after 2 weeks on the supplements, and certainly call me after she's had her ultrasound on the thyroid, and then she can decide whether or not she wants to have the biopsy. But I wouldn't jump right into that. I would definitely do the ultrasound. It's not invasive. It's not radiation. And it's kind of like a sonar that the submarines use. And so you get some sense, and some of these ultrasounds are pretty high definition, so you can see a lot of detail on these things today. And that's the direction I would go. Call me as you get more information. And, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to New York. And, Joe, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Joe. You're on the air.
Sorry. Hi, Dr. Wallach. I listen to your program quite frequently, and you brought up something today that kind of struck a nerve. A friend of mine has stomach cancer.
Okay.
And the doctors, he's got a team of doctors working on it, and they can't seem to get it under control. And based on what you had said today and my past knowledge of cancer, putting something into him to eliminate free radicals would be to his benefit.
Oh, absolutely.
The doctors are telling him just the opposite.
Well, the reason why they say that is because their focus is chemotherapy. And oftentimes chemotherapy is free radicals. Radiation is free radicals. Chemotherapy is free radicals. And if you use something to fight or fend off free radical damage, they believe their chemotherapy won't work very much. Well, chemotherapy doesn't work very much anyway. And so certainly if it were me, I'd be loading up on antioxidants. And, that's my opinion. But I'm not too impressed with the percentage of success of their treatment using surgery and chemotherapy and radiation. But that's their theory. That's why they don't like antioxidants, because in their theory, they believe the antioxidants interfere with the function of chemotherapy or maybe even radiation. And so that's why they say that sort of thing. But certainly things like selenium are legendary cancer fighters, certainly antioxidants. And again, I like people to get up to 20,000, 25,000 OREC points, and that can be pretty cumbersome. And red wine has very high level of OREC points and resveratrols. It's very palatable for people who have, usually people who have mouth and esophageal and stomach and intestinal cancers don't feel very good. They don't like to eat a lot of food. And so somebody like this guy, you want to have him take a lot of small meals, maybe even sometimes just a couple of ounces of liquid, like soups and liquid supplements and that sort of thing, every half hour, as opposed to trying to eat a regular meal three times a day. It's just that's not going to work. And so, again, I would want to know exactly what their treatment plan is. And there's all kinds of antioxidants, some of which interfere with folic acid, some don't. And if they're interfering with folic acid, then you use antioxidants that don't interfere with folic acid. And so, we can kind of work around it if we know which chemotherapies are going to use and the mechanism of its function. Give me a call when you find that stuff out. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, let's go to New York and our friend Bernie.
Bernie, you're on.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Doc, I'm glad I can get a hold of you, and I know you don't have much time.
So
I'm
going to throw out two
questions for you right off the bat.
Okay.
There's a customer of mine, and his wife's on birth control pills. She's afraid of taking the product because she's afraid she's going to wind up pregnant. That's number one. And she also has varicose veins, and she was wondering what she should do with them. Can you answer both of those questions at the same time, Doc?
Okay, sure. Well, first of all, nutrients will not override the effects of a birth control method. Either none of them are perfect. You know, they're only guaranteed 98% to 99%. You got to take them. The only guaranteed birth control pill is an aspirin, which you hold between your knees, and then as long as you hold it between your knees, it guarantees you're never going to get pregnant, right? But other than that, there are no birth control methods, including pills that guarantee 100%, 98%, 99%, but the nutrients will not override a functioning birth control program. Now, varicose veins are caused by a breakdown of the elastic fibers in the veins as a result of deficiencies of copper. And, of course, you require a lot of cofactors for the copper to work properly. So here's where the Mighty 90, whatever fits their budget and so forth, but you want to also add, in addition to the Mighty 90, you want to add the Ultimate Selenium, because there's some extra of copper that's been added to that. And then one other thing I would add to that is the HGH. The HGH actually has tyrosine in it, 300 milligrams of tyrosine per serving. And tyrosine and copper together actually do the most complete job of supporting and promoting maintenance and repair of elastic fibers, hair color, and all that kind of stuff. And so by taking the HGH, six of those capsules at bedtime with a full glass of water, and the Mighty 90 and the selenium appropriate to body weight, that will definitely give her the maximum benefit as far as supporting and promoting healthy maintenance repair of the cardiovascular system, including veins that are breaking down with varicosities, I guess you'd say. And again, the birth control thing, nutrition will not override a functioning birth control system. I hope that helps you out, Bernie.
It does, and thank you very much, Doc. I knew you could get it out in less than 5 minutes.
Okay. Well, have a happy new year. Give your lovely wife a big hug for us. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
You bet. You bet. And, of course, again, we want you to think of Youngevity as being the Home Depot and the AutoZone of health. And get a hold of that trilogy of books, Leslie Doctor, Leslie Herbal Doctor, and the Passport to Aromatherapy. Use them as a reference file, and you'll be able to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. And if you can read the fifth grade reading level, and you can actually make an oatmeal cookie from a recipe, you'll be able to do 95% of what a doctor does in his office. And right now, with people losing their jobs, they lose their medical benefits. The medical system is getting more expensive and less functional. They do a poorer job today than they ever have before when it comes to dealing with diseases such as arthritis, diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease of various types, Alzheimer's disease, macular degeneration, bone spurs, fibromyalgia, low back pain, degenerative disc disease, periodontal disease, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you deal with that? Well, you got to deal with it yourself. We now rank 48th in the world in health and longevity, yet we're paying three-quarters of the world's annual expenditure for health care. In 1990, we ranked 17th. So between 1990 and 2009, we've dropped from 17th in the world class from the Center for Disease Control, from 17th all the way down to 48th. Not a very good record, and so I don't have a whole lot of faith in the medical system. Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Great questions, great testimonies today. Thank you so much, Doug and Rick. Superlative job, as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. And God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.